The parasha begins with Vayar Bolak Ben Tzipor as Kol Asher Osi Yisrael Amori. Bolak Ben Tzipor heard everything that Yisrael wanted, everything Yisrael did to the Amori. Basically, they destroyed them. Moav was very afraid of the nation because he is great. Moav was disgusted of Bnei Yisrael. Moav said to the elders of Midian, "Ato, now Yelachu Akolas calls me by saying, this congregation will consume all of our surroundings. As the axe consumes the vegetation of the field." Balak ben Tzipor was the king of Moab at that time. What's interesting to note is that in two psukim here, Bnei Yisrael is referred to with four different titles. First, they're called Yisrael. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor is called also Yisrael Amoy. Then they're called Ha'am. Vayoga Moav b'pnei Ha'am. Moav was afraid of the nation. Then they're called Bnei Yisrael. The first pasuk they were called Yisrael. Then they're called Bnei Yisrael. Vayokatz Moav b'pnei Bnei Yisrael. Moav was disgusted of Bnei Yisrael. And then in the next pasuk they're called the Kohol, the congregation. Ato Yalachachu HaKohol is called to be by saying. And it's interesting to note that the Rosh HaTevis of these four titles, the first letters of these four titles are Yaakov. Yaakov is Yisrael, Am, Kohol, and Bnei Yisrael. So we need to understand why Balak is referring to Bnei Yisrael with these four titles. Well, at least we'll be able to explain three of them. Later on, Bilam says to the messengers of Balak, "Vayan Bilam vayomer lav de Balak." Bilam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Imyitan li Balak malay beis hakesef zahav, even if Balak gives me a full house of silver and gold, la'yuchal laveres pi Hashem, I will not be able to transgress the word of Hashem. Hashem Alekoi, Hashem my God, Lasois Ketano Egidoyle, to do something small or big." Now, there are no extra words in the Torah. If Bilam can't do something small, then obviously he can't do something big. So why does Bilam need to say, "I can't do anything small or big"? Lasois Ketano Egidoyle. You should have just said, Lasois Ketano, I can't even do something small. Obviously, I can't do something big. Now, if you look in the brachas of Bilam, which Chazal tell us that we can tell from the brachas to what extent the curses were supposed to be, but if you look in all the brachas, Bilam refers to Bnei Yisrael as Yaakov and Yisrael. In each one of the brachas, he refers to them as Yisrael and Yaakov. Ma'atayva yodacho Yaakov, mishkanesecho Yisrael. Kilay nachash b'Yaakov, le'kesem b'Yisrael. In each and every one of the brachas, he refers to them as Yaakov and Yisrael. And we need to know why that is. In Parshas Vayishlach, we find the struggle of Yaakov with the Sar Shel Esav. It says, "Vayevaser Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov was left by himself. "Vayeovik ish imay adal esav shochar," and a man, which we know is the Sar Shel Esav, wrestled with him until the morning. Now we need to understand. It seems that this wrestling match only occurred because by Yevasa Yaakov Levadi, because Yaakov remained by himself. So we need to know what does one have to do with the other. Why did the Malach only come to wrestle with him because he remained by himself? The pasuk continues. That Yaakov asks the Sar Shel Esav for a bracha. So the Malach says to him, "What's your name?" Vayomer Yaakov. He says, "My name is Yaakov." Vayomer says the Sar Shel Esav, "Lo Yaakov yei omer oid shimcha. Your name should no longer be called Yaakov. Kim Yisrael. Rather Yisrael ki sarisa melekim v'manoshem atutcha. Because you wrestled with angels and with people and you have been victorious." So we know that the name Yaakov represents Bnei Yisrael on their lower level, and Yisrael represents Klal Yisrael on their higher level. Right? Yaakov comes from the word Ekev, which is the heel, the lowest part of the person, and Yisrael is made up of Li Rosh, which means I have a head, which is the highest part of a person. So Yisrael represents the highest level, and Yaakov represents the lowest level. So why is it that the Sar Shel Esav should have an interest that Lo Yaakov Yei Amar Oid Shimcha Kim Yisrael, that there should no longer, he should no longer be called Yaakov, rather Yisrael? It seems that the Malach Sar Shel Esav is being pretty generous here. This is the Satan speaking. Why would he have any interest that we should always be on a level of Yisrael? It's interesting that the difference in the gematria between Yaakov and Yisrael, Yaakov, the gematria of Yaakov is 182, the gematria of Yisrael is 541. The difference between the two is 359, which is exactly the gematria of Satan. So it's interesting that the Satan is the one changing his name from Yaakov to Yisrael, and the difference between the two is actually the gematria of Satan. The Chassam Sofer points out that Yaakov v. Yisrael, the two names together, Yaakov v. Yisrael, is gematria kra satan, tear the satan. So we need to understand why is it that Yaakov v. Yisrael together tears the satan. Later on in Parshas Vayishlach, the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself changes Yaakov's name. Hashem says to him, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Your name should no longer be called Yaakov. Kim Yisrael Yeshmecha, rather your name should be Yisrael. Yikra Shema Yisrael. So Chazal Masechtas Brachos say that call Hakodesh as Avram Avram. Somebody calls Avram Avram. One is over on a mitzvah saseh, and there are those that say that he's over on a mitzvah lo saseh, because the pasuk says that your name should no longer be called Avram, rather Avram. So the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then whoever calls Yaakov Yaakov should also be over on a mitzvah lo yisaseh, because here it says in the pasuk, lo yikare shimcha oid Yaakov. Your name should no longer be Yaakov. And the Gemara answers, because immediately afterwards, Hashem calls him Yaakov again, so Hashem restored the name Yaakov. So we need to understand, why is it that by Yaakov, did the Rabbeinu Shlomo maintain that his name should remain Yaakov despite the fact that he changed it to Yisrael? So I'd like to suggest that we find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and even more so, we find in our personal lives, that there is such a thing called Moichin de Gadlus and Moichin de Katlus, which literally means intellect of greatness and intellect of smallness. And the way the Svarim HaKadoshim explained this is that there are times that we feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We feel connected, we feel the love, we feel the awe. It's a tremendous feeling of connection to Hashem. That's a time that's called Moichen de Gadlus, intellect of greatness. And then there are times of Moichen de Katnus, intellect of smallness, which is a time when we feel disconnected, we feel distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each and every person goes through these times on a constant basis. Now, the avoida of Moichen de Gadlus and the avoida of Moichen de Katnus are very different. The avoida of Moichen de Gadlus is to capitalize on that feeling of closeness, on that connection, whether to learn Torah, to perform mitzvahs during that time, to perform acts of chesed, while we feel connected, and to take advantage of that closeness and that connection as much as we can. During a time of katnus, when we feel distant and we feel disconnected, that's a time when we need to hold on as strong as we can with emunah, to know with emunah shalema that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us despite the fact that we feel so distant, despite the fact that we might even understand why we feel distant, whether it's due to averis that we have committed or whatever. We have to have emunah shalema that the Ribbono Shel Olam still cares for us, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And to understand that the situation that we're in is a nesoyin, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to hold on as strong as we can until we're able to come back to a situation of Moichen de Gadlus. Now it's apparent that, and it's obvious, that we need, that since we go through these different times of Katnus and Gadlus, we need to be able to deal with both of these different situations. Now, the Moichen de Gadlus, when a Yid is in a situation of Moichen de Gadlus, a Yid is then called, is on a level of Yisrael, on a higher level. When a Yid is in Moichen de Katnus, that level is called Yaakov. And it's now obvious that we need both Yaakov and Yisrael. Because if a Yid would only have the Avdus of Yisrael, the person would only know how to serve Hashem when they feel connected. And obviously when a Yid is going to find themselves in a level of Katnus, they're going to give up. If they don't have the tools of Yaakov, of being able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam even when they're in a Matzav of Katnus, then when they find themselves in that Matzav of Katnus, they can chas v'sholem despair. And obviously, the level of Yaakov itself is also not a good level to always be on. Just to be holding on all the time, just with emunah shleima, without feeling a connection, is also not good. It has to be able to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a level of Moichen de Gadlus as well. So it is these two levels together of Yaakov v'Yisrael that are able to tear the Satan. That's why Yaakov v'Yisrael is the Gematria of Kras Satan. Because if a Yid only is able to deal on one of these levels, either only on the level of Gadlus or only on the level of Katnus, the Satan will definitely see to it to tear the person apart when the Yid is on the level that they do not know how to deal with. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi. When Yaakov was left by himself, meaning he found himself on a level of Katnus, the Satan thought that this was a tremendous opportunity to be able to wrestle with Yaakov, since there was no Yisrael. There was no godless, there was only katnas. But Yaakov Avinu knew very well how to deal with katnas. And he was able to be victorious over the Malach, over the Satan. To which the Satan's bracha was, Lo ye omroid shimcha Yaakov, I would rather that you didn't have this level of Yaakov, that you only had Yisrael. That way, when it would be again, Vayivasa Yaakov the Vadoi, I'll be able to overcome you. But you're no Yaakov, you're a Yisrael. And this is why the Rebbeinu Shleilam maintained the name Yaakov, despite the fact that he changed it to Yisrael, because every Yid needs to know how to be able to hold on, even in times of katnus as well. The Chakasar in one place, in Emek Tefillah, says that when a Yid is able to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam on a level of Yaakov, it's even greater than on a level of Yisrael. Because when a person is on a level of Yisrael, it's easy to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The person feels connected. It's specifically when a person feels disconnected. And despite the fact that the person feels disconnected, the person holds on with Emuna Shleima, that service is much greater than the service of someone who is on the level of Yisrael. Now Balak wanted to have a shlita on Klal Yisrael. He wanted to be able to overcome Klal Yisrael. But since Balak was aware that Klal Yisrael was able to hold on both in Matzavim, both in situations of godless and Matzavim of katnas, he knew that he wouldn't be able to be victorious over them. And this is what the Pasuk says. Vayar Balak, it's Klal Ashrasi Yisrael Amoidi. He calls them Yisrael. Balak saw everything that Yisrael did to the Amoidi. Vayagra Maya Mipnei Ha'am. The the nation, is a reference to the lower level, the level of Yaakov. Moav was afraid of the very afraid. Why? Ki Ravu, despite the fact that they were they still maintained their greatness. They still maintained, when they were in katnas, they still maintained their level of greatness to hold on with Emunah Shleima. And yet Moav was also disgusted of Bnei Yisrael, meaning when they were on a level of Yisrael, they still knew that they had to maintain their level of katnus, of Bnei Yisrael, being children of Yisrael. So Moav realized that there's no way that they were going to be able to overcome Yisrael, because when they were they were Rav. And when they were Yisrael, they realized that they had to be Bnei Yisrael. They maintained the levels of katnas or godless. So Balak sent a message to Bilam to come curse Bnei Yisrael, to take away one of these levels, that either they should have katnas or they should have godless. They shouldn't have both, because as long as they have both, there's no way we can overcome them. To which Bilam responded, even if Balak pays me a full house of silver and gold, I cannot transgress the word of Hashem Elokai, to make them into katnas or godless. There's no way I can accomplish this, since it's against the Rotzon Hashem. Hashem wants them to have katnas and godless. I can't make it katana oy gedoyla. But we see from Bilam's brachas, what he wanted to curse them, each and every bracha had in it Yaakov and Yisrael. He wanted to curse Yaakov or to curse Yisrael. But the Rebbeinu Shleilam was mahapach the klala to a bracha. So now we are blessed both when we are on a level of Yaakov and on a level of Yisrael. So the message of Parshas Balak according to what we're saying, is that a Yid needs to see to it, both when we're in a matzav of Yaakov or in a matzav of Yisrael, to serve Hashem on that matzav, never to despair, chas v'shalom. To hold on with Emunah Shleima and to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam with the tremendous Deveikus when we have and when we feel that Deveikus. We should be zeichet to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam both on levels of Yaakov and on levels of Yisrael. We should be zeichet to Matayvo Yalecha Yaakov, Mishkenei Secha Yisrael. We should be zeichet to all of the brachas that are listed in this week's Pasha, which among them is Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'meher b'yameinu, amen.